Well, Shelley's really a woman who supports a great deal of causes in a very particular kind of way, which is to say that whilst, you know, Mary Wollstonecraft, her mother, we can say quite clearly is that, well, she's often identified as the mother of modern feminism, and we can talk very with great clarity about quite what her feminist philosophies of life were like, how she lived by them, and so forth. Shelley's slightly more enigmatic in the sense that I think we might want to frame her sort of politics in terms of the personal circumstances that she lived in. For most of her life, of course, she's widowed, and which isn't to say that she doesn't have many, many friends. She has many, many friends. She even has other marriage proposals throughout her life. But one of the great preoccupations of her life, once her husband Percy Shelley has died, is seeking financial security for her son, who's also called Percy. And I think that's really important to just have as a kind of framing context for thinking about Mary Shelley's life and politics, because I think quite a lot of what she can do is affected by that. Percy Shelley's father, her husband, her father-in-law, was a man of means, and he had the financial resources to ensure that Mary Shelley and her son were financially secure. But he put all sorts of conditions on supporting them, and that made it very difficult, I think, for Mary Shelley to be perhaps as politically outspoken as, say, her mother was, for instance. She was living her life with a particular goal in mind, and that goal was partly to look after her son's future. But I think we can see, even from Frankenstein, that she's somebody who is very much in support of abolition, for instance. The slave trade had been abolished by the time that Frankenstein was published, but of course the slavery was still, in the sense that Britain was not participating in the slave trade, but slavery as an institution, Britain's involvement in slavery as an institution, had not yet been abolished and would not be until the 1830s. And abolition is something that I think, you know, we know Mary Shelley participated in sugar boycotts, for instance, but we can also see something of her abolitionist politics, I think, in a novel like Frankenstein. That the creature is, as many readers know, is sort of very uncomfortably racialized, is referred to as an enslaved person in the text. And clearly there are ways in which Shelley is inviting us to think about the way that masters treat their slaves, and to consider the appalling reality of slavery as an institution through her novel. So we can think about that. I think the other thing that's really important for Shelley is her feminist politics. She's not as outspokenly feminist as her mother was. She doesn't write feminist treatises in the way that her mother did. Nonetheless, she lived by and her career is marked by a very consistent, profound, compassionate feminism, I would say. She had many friends who were very vocal and active political reformers, like Frances Wright, for instance, and others. But I think we can see again in her writing, in her letters, in little individual private acts and interventions she made in the lives of other women around her who had illegitimate children, who wanted to live unconventional lives because they were in a same-sex relationship and so forth. We can see that she was very much somebody who lived by the feminist principles of her mother, even though she didn't write the kind of explicitly feminist polemics that her mother did.